Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome, 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 friends, wherever you are in the world. My name is Valerie Molyneux, your host this afternoon. World Vitiligo Day. Yay! Wherever you are in the world, we celebrate with you. We celebrate ourselves. We are delighted that you are joining us from across the USA and wherever you are in the world, picking this up at a later date and time. We are honored to have you join in with us. Again, my name is Valerie, and I'm your host. I am the president and founder of VIT Friends, Vitiligo Friends. We've been in existence since 2004, and we're forging ahead with the cause of bringing awareness of this condition called vitiligo. And so we welcome you tonight as we celebrate across the world vitiligo, World Vitiligo Day, June being Vitiligo Awareness Month. We're encouraging you to share with someone, spread the word, let folks become aware of what you have. It's called vitiligo. It's not leprosy. You're not contagious. You're not infectious. You are infected by love that you're willing to share and to give to others. We are so delighted here in Boston to have started this amazing group, and now we're having friends connect with us from all over the world. And so we wanted to use tonight to give shout outs and to greet the different groups that are out there. Please feel free to call in. Our number here is 516-666-9928. I'll repeat that. 516-666-9928. And call in and tell us who you'd love to give a shout out to. All right? We're open and we're ready for you tonight. It's a wonderful afternoon here in Boston. I'm not sure what the temperature is, but it's a beautiful sunny afternoon here in Boston at 64 degrees on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon at 6:32. And whatever it is in your neck of the woods, celebrate, enjoy. You're alive, and you are beautiful. Again, call us to someone special to you or to a group that means a lot to you. Happy World Vitiligo Day. Again, call me. 516-666-9928. We were delighted yesterday to celebrate our pre-World Vitiligo Day gathering. That was yesterday, since today we were unable to get a spot today. We were at one of the Boston Public Libraries here in the neighborhood of Mattapan, and we had a wonderful turnout and a wonderful celebration. We want to thank everyone for coming out and supporting those with vitiligo, those without vitiligo, who wanted to come and to be informed and to be educated. We went around the room and we had folks introduce themselves, and those with vitiligo express how long they've had it, and those without vitiligo to just share why they came. And to, you know, one woman just said she came because she has a coworker that she wants to point to this group, and she wanted to be informed so that she could know what to say. And so we were honored to have her. We had another woman that came with a young man that she met. She told about the group, and she wanted him not to have to come alone, and so she came along with him. And those are some of the things that we experienced yesterday at our World Vitiligo meeting. We were honored to give away some T-shirts that says right on them, "Rock with Us," with Michael Jackson, who we celebrate on this date, the date of his death, and his picture is right on the T-shirts. If you've been on the web, you must have seen some folks with those. And so we were able to give those away. You know, people have no clue as to how World Vitiligo Day came about. So let me just give you a tidbit. Again, if you'd love to call in and to greet anyone today and just give them a shout-out on this World Vitiligo Day. I know our group in New York, they're out at a barbecue this afternoon. I know folks are out. But again, to those folks, to Talisha Gibson leading the charge from Brooklyn, and to our team members that are there supporting her, Pat and Honey, we say kudos to you guys. Celebrate big for us who are not out celebrating. To the folks at BitBond, to Southeast Michigan, to the folks in Florida, Alex and the folks in Florida, to the folks in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, who will pick this up at a later date and time. Ogo, we rock with you. We want to compliment you. For those who don't know, Ogo, O-G-O, Google her name on Facebook. Ogo is a young woman from Lagos, Nigeria, who had the vision for World Vitiligo Day. And like I said to my guest last night, we applaud and we thank and we bless this young woman for having the vision and running with the vision, which of course takes money, takes hands, takes other people working with you. And she's connected with with Vitiligo Research Foundation, who produce these T-shirts that you'll be seeing across the globe today. People are wearing these T-shirts from Florida, from North Carolina. I've seen these T-shirts all over, and I'm so touched emotionally. Of course, we didn't get any in larger sizes, so I'm still yet to get one. But Ogo, our hats are off to you for the work that you've done, getting World Vitiligo Day to come to life. And so we applaud you. You know, the petition that's out there at 25june.org, search it, please, on the web at 25june.org, and you'll see the efforts being taken up by Vitiligo Research Foundation. Again, Ogo has a hand in that, and you'll see pictures of the other people that are working that. We want to petition, get signatures, so that we can present to the United Nations and to really get June, the month of June, to be officially recognized as Vitiligo Awareness Month. And also recognize June 25th as our day of celebration. And so call me. Let me know your feeling, your thoughts. It's 516-666-9928. We don't have much time. We have this half an hour that we come on from time to time just to connect and to say hello and hope that in some way, wherever you are in the world, you would have celebrated this day. People are skeptical about us using June 25th. That's not up for discussion with me. The whole idea is, and the fact of the matter is, that we can celebrate this skin that we're in. It's important that we do it. It's important that we draw attention to, in a positive way, to our condition and to let the world know that we are no longer in hiding. You know, that comes from Barbados, to our friends over there in Barbados, to our friends in Jamaica and Trinidad. I heard that saying coming out of someone in Barbados about being in hiding. We don't want to be in hiding anymore. We want to come to the forefront and to let folks know we're here. Vitiligo is here, and we need your support. You know, someone said that the insurance company, health insurance, and let's say, the medical community looks at vitiligo as simply on the same level as wrinkles, as pimples, and that is not so. That should not be so. Let's call it for what it is. It is a skin disorder. I don't even like the word disease. It's a skin disorder. And, you know, they said the origin is that autoimmune issue. And, you know, some of that is still up for debate. We will debate that in conference, which I'll tell you about a little later. But the whole issue is we have a skin disorder that we need to pay attention to. We need not be ashamed of it. We didn't do anything to ourselves. You know, where people are looking at different things as being the cause of it. Whatever it is, it is. We just want to live and enjoy life and not be in hiding or be ashamed of who we are. We're going to live proudly. I love what Nicole Wiley said. We're going to live in the skin that we're in, and we're going to walk with an air of pride and dignity. We're not ashamed of our spots anymore. We are not ashamed of our spots. The Holy Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. God himself, the creator, has made us his own design. He's made us. He took time in carving you and I. And so let no one despise our spots. Let no one look down at your spot. Mark today as a grand day of celebrating who you are and celebrating this skin that you're in. Again, my name is Valerie, and I am the president and founder of VitFriends. We are a vitiligo support group based out of Boston. We are reaching out across the USA and across the globe. We have now partners in New York City and partners in Connecticut, and you can find information about us on our website. We are at www.vitfriends.com. We are a registered nonprofit organization. We need your hands. We need your voice. We need your signature. We need your financial support to help us organize ourselves, become an organization that's recognized by the government as and uniting all the small vitiligo groups like ourselves into one big circle of a community to present ourselves to be recognized for who we are. If you have questions about our group or questions in general about vitiligo, please feel free to write us at vitfriends01@aol.com. Again, vitfriends01@aol.com. And we have been discovering that there's herbal groups and several other groups that are somehow attaching themselves to us. There's Vitiligo Friend. There's so many other things. Do not be mistaken or be confused. Write us. Ask us who we are. We can open ourselves to you and reveal to you, show you just who we are. We organized ourselves in 2004, way before some of these herbal people or even another group that's using the name Vitiligo Friends. If you research our documents, we've been around since 2004. Please, again, email us your questions, your concerns to vitfriends01@aol.com. Again, it's Valerie here. We're hoping that you'll call. I'm at 516-666-9928. Happy World Vitiligo Day to you wherever you are in the world. We celebrate with you. We celebrate the skin that you're in. I wanted to take a moment and to tell you a little about our upcoming conference. We are in conference every July. the last weekend in July, and this year we'll be in New York City, just blocks away from the Apollo Theater. And we have put all the information up on our Facebook, up on our website, that is, and also on Facebook. And if you'd love information, that's where you go first. We have made this conference available and affordable to everyone. We are not profiting at all from this conference this year because we want to make it reachable and affordable to everyone. It's a power-packed conference. Friday night, when we arrive on Friday night at 7 o'clock, you register, you get a name tag, you come in, dinner is served. We're serving dinner so that we can spend the rest of the evening sharing in conference. You don't want to miss it. Saturday is another full day, light breakfast in the morning. Dr. Huggins, Richard Huggins, one of our Facebook friends, Dr. Huggins is from Michigan and the Michigan group. We applaud you and we say happy World Vitiligo to you as well. Dr. Huggins is our main conference speaker this year, coming in from Michigan, Detroit. And so we're honored to have him. He'll speak on Saturday. Questions and answers will be, we'll have time for that. We have several speakers to Friday. Friday, I wanted to highlight that Yann Valley, who is the CEO of Vitiligo Research Foundation and the producer of the T-shirts that folks are wearing, saying rock right on it with Michael Jackson's picture, he will be one of our speakers on Friday night, and he's coming in from Moscow, Russia, so you don't want to miss this. Sunday, we will enjoy the worship experience at Bethel Gospel Assembly, the church that is hosting us this year, and it's a fabulous church. It's the worship experience is like no other. If you want to learn about this church, check out the New York Tourist Guide. It's listed as a historic tourist attraction, and this is an amazing worship experience that we're going to have, and we will be presented to the congregation. And leading the charge on Sunday is Reverend Perry Riley and Gwen Riley, coming in to join us from Houston, Texas, an amazing couple. You can find them on our website page. Come and join us. Come and be with us. If you're having difficulty financially, we are workable because we want you with us. So let us hear from you. If you want to call me today and give a shout-out to someone, again, my number is 516-666-9928. Happy World Vitiligo Day to all of you wherever you are in the world. Again, my name is Valerie, your host, and I am in Boston, Massachusetts, live coming to you from the city of Boston, where it's a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures are in the 60s, so it's very comfortable, and so we hope it's that way for you. And again, I give a shout-out to Natasha and the Vitbon family. I give a shout-out to the Southeast Michigan support group, to the folks in North Carolina, Anita and the folks in North Carolina, to Jeff Swan. Shout-out to Jeff Swan and the folks in Virginia. Shout-out to Alex in Florida. Shout out to Ogo in Nigeria. Shout out to Anthony in Paris. Shout out to the folks in Jamaica. Shout out to the folks in Trinidad. Shout out to our Philip and our friends in Barbados tonight. Hope you're having great weather and having a great World Vitiligo Day celebration. Wherever you are, Nicole, there's so many of our girls out there tonight. We want to say we love you. We're thinking about you. And we wish you well in whatever you're doing. Please, again, we'd love to invite all of you, as many as can come and join us in conference. We are going to be in New York City, and we have great things planned for you. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss it. To all the folks that came out last night here in Boston to join in with us for our pre-World Vitiligo Day celebration, I want to say a big shout-out and a big thank you to all of our friends, Melody. So many people came in. Milton, Mr. Houston, all of my supporters from my church, Family Life Fellowship. I had some supporters from my church, and I was just so pleased to see the folks that walked into that space. To the team members of VitFriends, wherever you are tonight, those that are celebrating in New York City with Talisha Gibson and her family, Elon and the family, and Pat Rossi, our team members, Honey Pat, our team members that are celebrating with Talisha. Kudos, big celebration, and congratulations to Talisha for pulling this together. And wherever you're celebrating, I saw one person at her job this morning with an enormous cake. That's how you do it. That's how you celebrate. And I just wanted to come on the air and to say to all of our friends, Gail, Holly, those folks in Canada, shout out to our friends in Canada. Kudos to you. Celebrate big. Enjoy yourselves. Lauren's doing big things with her support group. And Corey, just so many people. I can't call them all, but we love you. Tiffany's doing big things. I want to say shout out to Tiffany, to Beverly Lundy, just all of our girls that from time to time will give a shout out. Michelle Hansen, wherever you are tonight, happy World Vitiligo Day to you as well. Those who are wearing their purple T-shirts, rocking it across their state tonight. We love you. We honor you. We celebrate with you the skin that you're in. Cole Wiley, keep rocking it. Don't stop. Don't stop. All of our friends, we are going to get better at this. We're going to do better at this. Come next year. You know, we had a man that came for the first time last night, Milton Samuels, and he said that we need to get involved when there's the carnivals and the pride marches. You know, he said we need to go out there with our T-shirts on and show our pride, our vitiligo pride. Everyone else shows their stuff. And so, you know, I really had to totally agree with him. And I tell you, I'm not a big crowd person, but to show my vitiligo pride, absolutely, positively, is something that I would consider doing. To give you a heads up, next year, 2015, plan now, save now. We are inviting as many as possible to come join us right back here in Boston. Going to be back here for our conference. And I'm telling you, it's going to be a big affair. Last year, what we did that we did not do this year, we're not doing this year in New York, is we had an amazing walk for VitFriends. Amazing walk for Vitiligo took place at our conference last year, and that still gets rave reviews today. We walked around and we were just, you know, in unity, in unison, just celebrating our skin. And someone is suggesting that we get back to doing that. And so we're going to, please, go on the website. I need me say any more about it. Visit our website, VitFriends, VitFriends.com, and just take a look for yourself and see the walk that we did last year. It will be repeated again next year. And so we're encouraging folks, if you can make the conference this year, save $10 now and prepare to come to this conference, because next year we're going to be doing bigger and better things than we've ever done. That's what we're aiming for, higher, bigger, better. But we need you. We need you. Again, happy World Vitiligo Day to all of you, wherever you are in the world. We celebrate. We celebrate big with you. This is our day. This is our time. We won't let anything or anyone stop us from moving forward. I applaud all of the states that got recognition from their governors. We got that as well, and we held off because we wanted a photo op with our governor, but that will take place at a later date and time. But for all of the states that rallied government officials and rallied your local government, rallied your state government, and even knocking on doors of folks in Congress, that's what we're going to have to do. We have to work together, pull in, I think, about two PR people to help us to move this forward. We look forward to the day when we can go down to Washington and say to folks, here we are. This is us, vitiligo, standing strong together, small groups from all across the USA and even overseas coming together and standing with us. We want folks to know that we're here. Stand with us. Support us. Write to us. We are VitFriends, VitFriends, 01 at AOL.com. Wherever you are in the world, we honor you. We celebrate with you. We say enjoy the rest of the day. As a matter of fact, enjoy the rest of the month. It is our month to celebrate. If you're not a vitiligo person, here's your charge. We charge you to meet someone with vitiligo. Say hi to them. Tell them about your local group in your area. Tell them about VitFriends. We can connect them with a group in their area. We will do it for them, whether they're a part of our group or not. We will reach out for you. That's what we're here for. We thank you. We love you. We support you. And happy World Vitiligo Day to all of you. God bless you.